This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stupid racist motherfucking ball open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him about it.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Well, I tried to do a longer one to see if it was working for the people. We have a new ham cam going, by the way, on Facebook Live.
Yes, you can actually see me now.
Yeah, it's all HD and all beautiful. I look sexy as hell.
Highly damaging.
Yeah. I know. It is the Ham Radio Show, by the way, live. Good evening.
Unless you're watching this or listening to it 6 months from now, then it's not live.
Well, fuck off. It's live. Shut up, Billy. 718-577-1389. It is live. See, people are telling us that there's a little bit of static coming out. Because this wasn't tested.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear. It was not tested. Not fully by...
We're working with other net guys.
I know. Danny is the new head of visual production.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to fire tomorrow.
We will fix the... if there is a problem. Because what they were trying to do is, see, you should be hearing the song, the theme song of the Ham Radio Show. You should be hearing a whole bunch of stuff, so I don't know if you are. If you're not able to, watch the this on Facebook Live as normal.
That's right.
Then go to, of course, unfilteredradionetwork.com, click on the live button, get the full experience. Don't be fucking deprived of your ham radio show fix, because we remember, we are the highest level of the lowest, you know, the lowest common denominator.
I'm just high. I don't know.
Of comedy. Yeah. Joe's very high. All right, so according to everybody else, we have a little bit of static, Daniel.
Oh, yeah,
and you were listening to it outside. How does it sound?
I think it,
how does it sound to you?
You sound a little bit staticky. I got to listen.
I sound staticky. Velvety tones.
I don't know if I'm coming staticky, because when me and Joe tried it out and Joe was talking, like it didn't sound like that.
Yeah, but remember, we're louder than normal. Like we are louder.
I think it's just because your voice is projecting.
I'm booming.
Booming.
I have a booming loud. Should I bring the pot now?
I call you boomer.
No, there's already too many boomers in radio.
I'm telling
all right,
you.
So in the Facebook live stream, we have Lyle, Nick. There's a bunch of people that we had in it that keep going in and out, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know who's listening to what.
Yeah.
We gain, we lose, because I don't know. We have a very great camera.
I know.
That is beautiful right now.
I really like the new photo of you. It's gives me a hot on.
It's really cool. It's definitely pretty. Yeah. I mean, I can't say it's not pretty.
Yeah.
They see you, and now they're like, oh, shit.
Is that really him?
Maybe they're running away.
It's a different view of the studio.
But they were seeing me before.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing.
It was sort of a rear shot, so yeah.
All right, so while we were away, I don't know, Danny's running out of the studio again. We're in the middle of a bit. Where are you going? All right. Oh, he'll be right back. It's only radio.
Yeah, what the fuck?
By the way, it's not since we've been gone.
Yeah.
Because it was only the other day. It was yesterday.
Oh.
I have to wish Joe a happy birthday.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
How old are you?
104.
You don't look a day over 200. How old? No, seriously. How old
I really am? 73. Yeah,
73 years of age.
And I feel it, too.
And you definitely look it.
That explains the Mr. Rogers sweater.
Yeah, what is up with this fucking, like, you dressed up today?
I don't know. Is it just...
You look like you're going to a school assembly. You understand this, right?
I don't know. Well, I'm not wearing my Megadeth t-shirt. That's
you should be wearing your Megadeth t-shirt. That would be nice. See, we keep fluctuating on people, so it doesn't matter. Uncle Eddie is too close to the camera. Yeah, say that's it. Nick, here's what I think it is. Even though we're still saying happy birthday to Joe, 73 years young today, yesterday. I honestly think that it's the camera in that picking me up, as well as the mic, like, because you're running the vocals are coming through this mic into that.
Yeah, Danny get a
so I think
I have a lot of faith.
I think Danny is happy birthday.
That's
to
right,
him.
Baby. Happy birthday.
Pretty much everyone's just talking about.
Yeah.
I heard Billy and Danny just loud. You heard Billy and Danny, they are louder than normal.
Yeah, they always
I mean,
are.
Billy and Danny still every time.
What are you talking about?
No, every time they do it, it literally becomes, like, Andy says happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
When Billy and Danny get on the mic, they have no mic presence. They're very, like, quiet when they're on the mic.
That's right.
And I have to adjust their levels accordingly. So we bring them up because of that, but that's either here or there. We're not going into a whole tech fucking thing about this, by the way.
Not allowed.
We're not going into a whole tech thing, because we have other shit to get to.
Yeah, I would think, you know.
The birthday boy, by the way.
That's me.
73 years old.
Yes.
He's a winner.
Uh-huh. Joe became the first person, by the way.
Yes.
To get a point in the Deadpool bingo.
Yeah, kiss of death.
Because Chuck Berry, at the ripe old age of
90.
90, right? It was 90 even?
90 even, yeah.
Chuck Berry has passed away.
That's right. I think he died fucking a white girl.
I don't know if he died fucking a white girl, but he's dead.
He was dead in his apartment or house. Nobody, you know, I'm sure.
Chuck loved them white women, man. Let me tell you.
And boy, did he. And we have proof of that. We'll play that in a second.
Yeah.
But No, not Andy's saying 87. He wasn't 87. He was 90.
It was 90, yeah.
Just saying it right now.
Yeah.
Anywho.
He was older.
But, Joe, I have to cancel out your...
What's up?
I'm going to fade out of Stevie Wonder. Stevie's done singing Happy Birthday to
that's
you.
That's okay.
Because you were awarded the one and only point so far in Deadpool Bingo. Congratulations on that.
I have a very good list. All my list is going to be dead.
Yes. By the way, let's just go through Joe's list. Yeah. Besides Chuck Berry, who he just, you know, got the point on, we have the, let's see, whatever else. Joe has Bill Cosby. He's got Betty White.
Yeah.
He's got...
I think she's next on those. Betty's next.
Keith Richards.
He's after Betty, right? After Betty's going to go.
And where's Joe's other fucker?
Sean Connery. Sean Connery's going to be the surprise.
I think...
He's my surprise guy.
I think...
Surprise guy?
I think Richards is going to go after he snorts Chuck Berry.
it is... There is a possibility of that happening.
Oh, yeah. That's
there
for sure.
There is a possibility of that.
Without a doubt.
Give me one of the fingers.
I think it's Joe will get on the board first.
Andy said that Chuck Berry, Barris.
I know how to kill people, man.
By the way, hold on. Chuck Barris was, I'm reading what Andy fucking said. Pay attention to the show, Dan.
Okay.
Chuck Barris was 87.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the other Chuck.
Yeah.
I said today, Chuck Berry dies on Monday. Barris dies today. If they don't get cremated.
That's right.
And they get, you know, buried, they will be ground Chuck.
That's
what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna have it for breakfast.
So that's what's gonna happen.
Good joke, by the way.
Why would you have it for breakfast?
Yeah.
Ground Chuck. Now, what was Danny saying?
I don't know. I forgot now.
Yeah. Danny, stop Danny in the heat of the moment, he fucks up.
I can't believe Joe got on the board first.
Why? Why did you say that?
I still think mine, I have a whole bunch that
are... When a 90-year-old guy kicks off, it ain't no surprise, man.
And you killed Abe Vigoda.
I killed Abe Vigoda, yes I did.
Alright, well,
blue.
Moving forward though, Chuck Berry, even though he was, some consider him one of the godfathers, a pioneer of rock and roll.
If it wasn't for him, music would be totally different.
Yeah.
Now.
Innovator.
Which brings me to a somewhat Q&A of the day, we'll get to that in a second. But does the bad outweigh the good for you? Because the dark past of Chuck Berry has come back, ever since, of course, now he's dead, so everybody's gonna talk about it.
Yeah, well, don't you notice that, like, artists have this sort of thing, like, you know, where they're all a little crazy, so they do crazy. Look at Woody Allen.
Right.
And people
But that's the thing. So you have Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Woody Allen, Mel Gibson, all these guys.
But they're great artists in their own
sense.
But
that's the thing. Does the good outweigh the bad? Are you okay with that?
Well, you know.
Because Chuck had some bullshit.
He sure did.
Chuck didn't have just, alright, wait. Woody Allen banged his daughter.
Yeah.
His adopted daughter.
Yeah, not
there
his
was
real
a stepdaughter, it's even better.
Right.
Yeah.
Adopted daughter, so that's kind of creepy.
It's like
he
kind
of stole that idea from the Bachelor Party movie.
Yes.
Yeah,
and Mel Gibson just doesn't like the blacks and the Jews. So that's that.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, you know, he was just a, you know, he took the Dr. Huxtable thing a little too far.
Right.
And was prescribing pills and was raping women.
Would you like
allegedly.
It took two or three of those pre-mentioned people.
Yeah.
Quite a while to get anything back.
But that's neither here nor there. The point still has to be pointed out to the fan.
Sure.
So from the fan, does that screw up you liking them? I can't look at Mel Gibson without laughing now.
See, I can separate
no matter
that.
What he does, I laugh. I laugh. I mean, I'll watch it.
Because you know what he's about.
Dude,
you kind of go, eh.
Dude, I was a huge Lethal Weapon fan.
Yeah, but
I loved every Lethal Weapon. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Loved them all.
Yeah, but that's the man, not the artist. You could separate the art.
I separate the two. No, I'm just saying I laugh. I'm not saying I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying I hate him. I'm neither Jewish nor black.
Yeah.
Okay? I agree. He should have got blown before he got to the hot tub. I agree. We had the wife on this very show.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have left, you know, that stern of a voicemail to my wife. You should blow me. and I probably will never call a cop sugar tits.
That's right.
That's just me.
Yeah.
I think, to me, there's a line, though. Like, Cosby to
that
me.
That you can't come back from.
Yeah, Cosby to me can't come back from this. No one's going to have the Cosby Show 2.0 anymore. NBC dropped that idea as soon as all this shit happened. because he's not marketable anymore.
Yeah.
Now. Right.
Well, so that's business. You can't get
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's just
but
business.
I still can't look him in his fucking cross eyes. Yeah. And he can't look at me because he's fucking blind. But I can't look at him and go, oh, Bill Cosby. Great comedian.
So
because I never thought he was a great comedian to begin with.
I wouldn't pay to go see him either. Like
no.
If he was at performing, I'd be like,
not even in the fucking movies.
Just not gonna
like
work.
Like today on the show, we got Brad Williams. Yeah. Great comedian.
Yeah.
Definitely would pay to go see Brad. Watched multiple fucking specials. We'll never watch a Bill Cosby special.
Well, I think there was only one they ever put on anyway.
They had a couple. He had Parenthood. He had,
it just dragged the one in.
And he was a sit down comic anyway. He probably took some roofies himself and fucking he couldn't stand up for his whole act. Only there was sit the whole
but
fucking time.
His early stuff was funny. Like when I was
Old Harold and Fat Albert.
Those things would make me laugh.
But that's different. That's at least him being creative.
Right.
Bill Cosby doing stand-up is one thing. Bill Cosby being Fat Albert, doing the Cosby Kids, the whole show, is different because other people worked with that. That wasn't just Bill Cosby's ideas. Everybody, there was a writing team. Everybody worked. The same with the Cosby Show.
Right.
Everybody held. It wasn't just Bill Cosby going, here's what we should do in this scene.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's different. Yeah, and Woody
he
Allen.
He was no Alan Alda.
Yeah. Woody. Hawkeye!
Where's BJ Honeycutt?
Woody Allen, I'm not even going into because I've never found Woody Allen funny. Sorry, I have never have. And then you fucking your adopted daughter.
You know, you got to be a that type of fan.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Yeah, that's an acquired taste
of those,
Woody
right.
Allen.
Same with the other guy, Larry David.
David too, yeah. It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, but Larry David's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like Larry David.
I think he's hysterical.
He's the best neurotic Jew ever.
Well, somebody
like,
had to
Woody
take
Allen
over
is,
for the other
Woody
guy.
Allen is just, he comes off whiny and that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like to me, like everyone's like, oh, did you see that new Woody Allen movie? No. No. See, and I won't go see it. Not because he's fucking his daughter.
It's cerebral comedy.
And married. Yeah, didn't he marry his daughter?
Yeah, sure.
That his wife isn't like Sumi or whatever the fuck her name is?
Yeah,
Sumi.
Sumi.
I'm sure that's
what Mia Farrow said. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, Sumi.
Somewhere in the contract.
All right, but see, now here I have, back to Chuck Berry.
Okay.
Chuck Berry. Oh. No, Chuck Berry. Fuck Chuck Berry. I like Chuck Berry. We'll get to,
I love the Gong Show.
Shut up.
Okay.
Don't help.
Okay.
We know we love Chuck, because you're going to fucking go do a rant about Barry.
It's my birthday.
And I don't got the time. I got a very busy show today.
We do.
I'm very busy today.
I know.
Got a lot of shit. On today's show, I only got 6 minutes.
Okay.
They just put up 6 minutes. All I got.
Six minutes.
Shut the fuck up. Don't help.
I'll be good.
So now, Chuck Berry, though, has already a history of supposedly, now allegedly, and he settled out of court, he paid motherfuckers, for the cameras in the bathrooms of a restaurant that was on his property.
That
he claimed, now everyone's heard that story.
Yeah,
everyone's heard it, like, whatever. He paid what he paid, whatever. And then on top of everything else, you know, he says that it was about, you know, he was trying to, because there was robberies and people were staking shit. And
what did they do? Order a steak, go in the bathroom, put it in their pocket?
Yeah,
I never got it.
Ma'am, there's a steak in your purse. There's a steak in your purse.
Yeah.
There's a steak in my pants, but there is a steak in your purse. Anywho.
You got any coleslaw?
But, yeah. It's in my pocket.
Yeah.
All right.
The barbecue joint.
But either way, I don't know. Either way, but you've heard all about that.
Yeah.
One thing, because I was telling Billy before we went on air today that I have evidence, that's awesome stuff here.
Oh. There's evidence.
That I'm going to play in a second.
Okay.
I have the Chuck Berry sex tape.
It's exclusive?
This is I swear to God, this is not a bit.
Wow.
This is not something, this is actually seized by the police.
Okay.
And is available on the internet.
Get out of here.
This is a Chuck Berry sex tape. I'm not even lying to you.
I'm not sure I even want to watch it.
Wait, there's two things I gotta say before you even fucking throw out anything.
Okay.
There is piss in this movie.
Oh.
And there is a funny scene when she's kissing his ass.
So this is where R. Kelly got the idea.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So you literally can look it up. Google Chuck Berry sex tape and you will get this. I'm telling you, this is real.
How old is this? And is it on
email? Well, they tell you.
Does he
no, no, it was
walk?
Kim. Definitely camcorder. Definitely VHS quality, by the way.
Wow.
718-577-1389.
I probably was like 20 years ago when he was younger.
Chuck Berry sex tape. By the way, very well endowed.
Yeah.
Big cock on Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah. Chuck had no
big
toys.
Old yeah. Schmeck. He's got a...
He's black.
Got
that's
a big old...
explanatory.
Got a big old... Big old cack.
How do you think he balanced himself doing the duck walk?
There yeah. you go. Very true.
Swinging balls, man.
This starts... We got some music here.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, it's a Chuck Berry production.
We're gonna let me bring it back here.
Okay.
There we go. Because of course, when I want to put there it goes.
Okay.
Got some music. The Chuck Berry sex tape.
Oh, that's definitely VHS. All
right. So now this chick right now is in a giant hot tub.
Oh.
Okay, in Chuck Berry's house.
Yeah.
This is, they say she's a prostitute.
Is she naked?
Yes. They say she's a prostitute. Joe, do not interrupt Mr. Berry when he's talking sweet talk to this lady. Yeah. By the way, she goes by prostitute as the name.
They like to adjust.
There's Chuck Berry.
Really do. I give you something to bathe for. You know that? I'm gonna give you something to bathe for. See this shit?
See this shit right here?
Yeah. That's what you bathe with.
Kiss it. Kisses cock, so now she's blowing him. She's performing oral.
Yeah. Very much.
All right, it's about to get dirty.
Yeah.
If you're eating dinner right now.
Do you love me?
If you're eating dinner, turn this motherfucker up, because it's if you're about to throw up your fucking ravioli.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do.
I bet you do.
Well, you really love me.
I really love you.
Yeah? Put your hands down on your thighs. Take it.
There it goes.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
He's now peeing in her mouth.
Oh, gross.
You can actually see the piss.
Oh. Did you have to play this, Edward?
Yes, I did. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you.
Wait, the best fucking line is coming up. Shut the fuck up and listen. The best line is coming up.
Because
now he feels bad and he has to clean her.
He feels bad.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you have to, because now he gets pampery. Gives her a towel.
You drank my piss.
You drank my piss.
Yeah. Of course you're mad at me. Did I piss you?
He's sorry.
Oh boy, probably gonna have to pay her another $500.
But you love me. Believe it, I can kiss you.
I can't kiss you. Your face smells like piss.
Absolutely.
That's the line that's cut right here.
Wouldn't it be great if you said it in German?
Of course, and of course, Johnny B. Good has to be.
All right, Chuck.
This tape was found by and leaked after the after a drug raid at Berry's house in the 80s.
Maybe.
Just so you know. You gotta pay attention. This is the best part of the whole fucking thing.
Johnny, go!
Alright, now, we all know that about the hiding of the cameras in the bathroom. Alright, so now she's blowing. The same chick is blowing. Give my ass a little kiss. Okay? Pay attention. Give my ass a little kiss.
Oh, this gets worse and worse.
Joe, shut the fuck up. Farted right in her mouth.
Oh,
he farted right in her mouth. I'm going to play it again.
So he's pretty much covered a lot of... what's that, the...
Well, I tell you, when you're a rock star, you're
going to
learn a lot of shit, man.
Right?
Oh! She shot up like there was like...
Oh, God.
I love how they had the no, they put that in the subtitles.
Oh, Jesus.
She takes one to the face.
Oh, Chuck. Oh.
Oh, that poor girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, I got here, Wanda. He's just about degrading women.
What,
that's
what
all
is that?
It is.
Stone stinks.
No, did I fart in your face?
Oh, did I?
Did I fart in your face? He wants to hear the woman say that he farted.
Yes.
All right, so we got to take a break because we got Brad Williams coming up. He's the first guest on the show. 718-577-1389. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
So we gave you a piss video and a fart video from Chuck Berry, the reason why you have the first point on the Deadpool Bingo. We'll be,
right.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, Brad Williams on
I'm
the Ham.
He's dead.
I know. On the Ham Radio Show, hamradioshow.com, and, of course, the Unfiltered Radio Network.com. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
You are a rich, gooey, devil's food cake that I want to drop my face into and go...
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, The Doom Era, right here on hamradioshow.com. Brought to you by ham247.tk. Only on hamradioshow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you have problems in the bedroom? Is your marriage not working out for you? Then you need Dr. Deborah Leno. Dr. Deborah is bold, creative, she's a realist and a problem solver. Dr. Deborah gives you straight talk and straight answers about sex. She keeps it real by teaching practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody and at every age. Dr. Deborah Leno is a board-certified clinical sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker, and workshop leader. Her authenticity makes her a contributor to major news media outlets, including Cosmopolitan Radio, Playboy Radio, to global health news segments on CNN. She has also written for Cosmopolitan, Women's Day, Family Circle, and Men's Health, and more. Dr. Deborah Leno's practice is based in Delaware, where she is known as a Delaware sex doc. She has over 15 years of professional experience. Get the help you need and contact Dr. Deborah Leno by calling 302-476-9577, 302-476-9577, or visit yoursexdoc.com.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
Yeah. Play it, Chuck! To call in 718-577-1389. Go, Johnny, go, go. Dennis Hoff later on the show with our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Mickey Lynn.
Go, Johnny,
me good.
Wait, can people find pictures of her?
Not yet, but I think they're going to be up on hamradioshow.com, the Spank Bang Girl of the Week pictorial, as always.
All right.
Will be. Danny's our new head of visual. Head of visual stimulation. All right, now. Time to go, go. Johnny, go, go. By the way, if you're listening only on the Facebook Live, go to unfilteredradionetwork.com so you can hear us. Because obviously the other mic is picking. It's a clusterfuck. Don't worry about it. You want to hear the show and you want to hear it done the right way, go to unfilteredradionetwork.com and you can hear the whole show. Yeah! Bam, 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 bam. Man, when he wasn't pissing in girls' mouths and farting in their faces, Chuck Berry was a outstanding guitar player.
You know, he really wasn't. Right. He was an innovator. He did innovate, but he played very sloppily.
But that's coming from a guy who plays guitar. I'm talking about just from a novice like me.
Well, no, I'm not saying about his style. His style was innovative. All these parallel fifths that he plays and these riffs were all invented by Chuck Berry. That's his.
Did you ever see?
You got to give him that.
There was something with him, Keith Richards.
He could play with him.
He flipped out on Keith Richards. Yeah. Told him you can't fucking play my music. You don't know what you're
doing. Did he pull a knife or some shit?
No, he just got
in the video.
Not in the video. There was a story that he would not get along because of his playing ability.
Yeah,
That he wouldn't get along with people.
Exactly. Keith Richards was trying to get him to be a little more structured so the guys could follow him better.
Right.
And, you know, be solid. But Chuck Berry his attitude was, hey, I'm Chuck Berry.
Right.
You gotta, you know what I said. And he had a point there. He is Chuck Berry.
Yep. I'm Chuck Berry, bitch!
Yeah.
You know, still waiting on Brad Williams, so I don't know where that's going on, but.
Chuck Berry.
Just so you know, Brad Williams is playing Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia this, Thursday through Saturday. One of the shows on Saturday, by the way, already sold out. That should tell you how good of an act this boy is right here. He is one of the most outstanding comics I've ever seen.
Is this a theater or a supper club he's playing in?
Well, Helium is a comedy club in Philly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's drinks.
Yeah, well, drink. Yeah, well, I don't know. They might have food. I personally have never been there. I know how great it is. I know that.
What's the name of the place?
Helium Comedy Club.
Oh, that's probably a club where you get drinks. Probably food.
Well, eat, drink, and be entertained.
Yeah,
one of the reviews I'm seeing here, it says food gets 3 stars, but overall, the atmosphere and service was great.
See, that's the thing. So you want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, 3 stars is a bit. Four stars is the max, right?
Joe.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know.
First off, Helium Nightclub, a proud friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
Because I already know Joe. Joe's going to be like, well, it's not as good as 4 stars. And
who said that?
Well, you can hear it.
I just said three is
not as big, you know.
Well, 4 stars
is maximum. I'm just telling you to be careful.
A 4-star restaurant is like Le Cirque.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's not Michelin rated. It doesn't have any Michelin stars.
I mean, like McDonald's would be like a half a star.
Yeah, but yeah, right? Not even. I don't even think it has a point.
Yeah, maybe
of a star.
You can get salads, appetizers, baskets, sandwiches, desserts, pizzas for one.
Oh, okay. Of course Billy went to the menu.
Well, cuz it's there. It says showroom menu. So,
I know it's on the page. Doesn't mean you have to go right now.
They have a banquet one.
Of course they do.
I love anything that has to do with food.
Well, Helium Comedy Club, you can hit them up at 215-496-9001.
Yeah.
They are right there. You can go to Helium, philadelphia.heliumcomedy.com to get all the events. But right now, you need to talk about Brad Williams. I'm just going to, you know, of course, you know, you do line things up.
What type of humor does he do?
I mean, he can work clean.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was on Mind of Mencia with, Carlos Mencia. He's been on Jimmy Kimmel. He's been on, you know, Live at Gotham, The Tonight Show.
Well, there you go.
He's done 9 million fucking things, but The show itself that's going to be at Helium is a 21 plus.
Okay.
So, I mean, 18 with a parent. You know, 18 plus with a parent. So if you're underage, you're not going to get into it. Because it's an adult show.
Yeah.
You're going to hear words like fuck and shit. And
things, well, most of those comedy clubs are
things
like,
of that nature.
Yeah.
You're going to hear things just to, you know, it's going to set the mood.
It ain't Sesame Street.
Well, nothing Sesame Street now because they can't afford it. PBS is getting their budget cut.
Yeah. Well, they got it on HBO, not Sesame Street.
Yeah, but it's still fucking, still
it's
made
a
by,
PBS production.
Yeah,
so.
It's still by them.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know it was still PBS? Well, and it's shot in Queens?
Well, no, I knew that it was, you know, over at HBO, and I had assumed it wasn't by PBS anymore because if they're not showing it or doing it, you know,
no,
why would they go to HBO?
Why they're still doing it over there?
I'm sure they're able to get money. Yeah. The new ones are going to come out very soon.
Yeah.
The ones for PBS. Then there's, we mean the ones on HBO have new ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I stopped watching when Mr. Hooper died, so, yeah.
Aw, now you had to bring up Mr. Hooper.
Well, you know, man, he was like a little, he was important to me.
Poor Mr. Hooper.
Yeah, I learned my alphabet from, I like to count.
Aren't you dyslexic?
one ringy ding, two ringy ding, three, I couldn't think of
that's the count!
That's, I love the count.
See, I learned how to buy my drugs from the electric company there. You had the one guy that would go around, want to buy a letter, and he would open up the code.
How much you want?
There's no.
Two for 30.
First off, there's no way. That Snuffleupagus wasn't a fucking drug addict.
Oh, for sure. He was snorting all the time.
Hi, bird.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, he was always just sombering around. No one knew it was actually him.
That's true, yeah.
If he was real or not.
Well,
he was imaginary for like two seasons.
Well, that's when Big Bird was on LSD. Yeah, he was seeing imaginary elephants, man. What
you
got to
remember,
think?
These guys...
It was made in the trippy, going back to the Gong Show times, too. It was made in that trippy era.
Absolutely.
You kind of took the mind-altering substances because you could still get them.
Yeah.
Where everybody was smoking the crack.
Yeah, before cocaine blew up and became like, everybody got aggressive with their drugs.
I gotta tell you, Big Bird must have had a hard time around Thanksgiving. I bet you everybody wanted to cut that guy down, man.
Hey, Bert! Hey, Bert, I'm gonna eat the fucking bird, Bert.
Oh, Bert and Ernie, they were gay, right?
Well, that's why I was gonna bring that up because they have a new Muppet. Did you see the new Muppet?
No.
Yeah, Julia, who's autistic.
Yeah.
They have I'm sorry. And this is not, I'm not shitting on autism. I'm shitting on, are they going to show, like, the battles that autistic children go through? Like, cause I was thinking about that the other day. You have, I think, we'll get back to that in a second, because I think Brad's on the phone.
Hey!
Because I was going to ask if they actually do have the thing. Is this Brad?
Hello.
Hello, can
Welcome
you hear me?
To the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah, this is Magic Mike. Hey, guys, how are you?
Magic Mike's on the phone, not Brad Williams.
Okay, we have a star.
Speaking of Muppets, Magic Mike's on the phone. Mike, what's going on?
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm sorry you wanted to speak to a Muppet. I got Kermit the... It is Kermit the Frog from the Muppets. How are you guys tonight?
How are you doing, Kermit?
I want cookie.
Hey, what's... Kermit, I'm sorry about it.
I got a pig in my throat. Sorry, it's usually a frog. It's the other way around.
Kermit, what's green, slimy, and smells like bacon?
It's Piggy's finger.
Hi-oh! Oh. Actually, it'd be your finger.
Or my finger. Actually, it would be my finger going into Miss Piggy. Sorry, I always get that backwards. I always forget who's the amphibian in the relationship and who's the bacon.
I'm thinking that Kermit...
forgot where you put it, huh?
I'm thinking that Kermit can't do material. That's all I'm thinking.
He's learning.
Maybe
he'll get there someday.
Years since I used to do comedy, I leave that up to Fozzie Bear.
Waka waka, motherfucker. I always, that's one thing, by the way, the boundary line of Sesame Street and the Muppets, that always used to fuck with my brain. Because they're related, right? I mean, they're related. They're all connected. Like them, Fraggle Rock, they're all fucking connected.
It because was they're all Jim Henson.
But But, like, Kermit was the only one that would cross over and be on both shows.
Yeah, he could go everywhere and do what
he wanted.
How come
Big Bird couldn't be on Muppet Babies?
Because it just wasn't going to work.
How come Big Bird...
And also because it was a cartoon, and I guess they didn't put it in there. But
it's Jim Henson's cartoon!
But Big Bird was on an episode of The Muppet Show, and so was Bert and Ernie.
But that's the thing. They would randomly... like it would be a big fucking deal when you would see Big Bird on The Muppet Show.
It was like when I used to see family at my other family, and I would be like, hey, what are you doing here? And I was 5 years old, and my mother used to say, I told you not to say that.
You're a strange duck, Mike.
I am a Muppet. They used to call me in school, they used to call me a Muppet freak, because I loved the Muppets. You know, but
you
I agree with what you're saying. But if you guys wanted to check out some stuff like that, I tell you, 1987, they made a special when they all got together for Christmas and all the Muppets and everybody appeared. And yes, it was all under the guise of Jim Henson, the genius. Well, I call him a genius.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It's not like Jim Henson didn't own all this shit. So why the hell, why weren't Miss Piggy on fucking Sesame Street.
I think,
you know what I'm saying?
Wanted...
Like, it's all the same fucking thing. It's not like they're like, we have to go get somebody. It's all the same people playing the same parts.
But I think basically Kermit was the bridge from Sesame Street to the Muppets, because that's what people knew.
This, by the way, is a fucking pothead conversation. I just want to bring it up.
Hold on, let me get another hit. Hold on.
Yeah,
I'm into this. This is like an episode of That 70 Show where we're sitting around Foreman's basement.
Yeah, take a fucking hit of your bong for a second, Mike. Because I'm trying to, literally is a question we're posing. We were waiting on a midget to call, and we got a Muppet conversation going. This is what today's show is right now.
I didn't realize. I don't want to hold up your show. I love your show. Hey, Uncle Eddie, I was trying to get Uncle Eddie to come on my show tonight, but it's impossible.
No, my schedule sucks.
I wanted to talk about the page debacle, like the internet. The internet broke. Vince McMahon got into a car accident yesterday. I mean, I think that's something that happened to do with Paige.
We're gonna be talking about all that later on in the program. So we actually have a lot of the material, and I use that term loosely. Material that broke. We're still getting more stuff sent, so that's what we're going to talk about it later. Stuff sent to my personal stuff, or not my personal stuff, you know, just in case the fucking FBI is listening. Because Paige's mother, by the way, wants to sue, so we got to keep it on the hush hush. We'll discuss everything later on in this very program. I mean, if Brad doesn't call, Brad doesn't call. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
In the guise to the legal terms. Okay. Amanda Seyfried and the other one, Emma Watson, they went out there and they sued, and they told those people that were putting it on the internet, you put pictures up there, that's it. But now, all the pictures are up there, and, you know, these people have to take them down. You know, but it's all been done with now. I mean, people put up pictures of Kim Kardashian,
first
that's way, up there.
Wait, Mike,
you know?
slow down. I know you're high. Slow down for a second. The point that has to be made is that it's already on sex websites. It's on my jerk off sites already. It's already out there. Literally, the levee has broken. We're not going to go into everything because yet again, we're going to talk about this later. Because we're still getting, we're getting stuff sent to us. But there have been a lot of stuff that has been leaked. So, like, the whole point, though, is literally there was some leaking.
What's that on the belt?
There has been a lot of stuff that.
On her face.
All right. Can I get to the point here? Because we only have very limited time. The point that we're still trying to make is that I don't know if it's possible, unless you find the hacker that started the process, to sue. Because this goes back to that whole thing with...
Goddamn Russians are at it again, I tell you, Marge. Look at them. They're fucking up the elections, and now this poor girl, they're putting her fucking image all over the internet.
Ah! It goes back to like Jennifer Lawrence and all that other crap. Where, you know, all those pictures came out and everyone was suing and everyone, you briefly were discussing that. And everybody was discussing that and fucking going, oh, the lawsuits and this, that, and the other. However, they found the guy that started it. If I'm correct, they at least were able to find the source, the patient zero, so to speak, on that. Here, the French I don't guy? Know, dude, I have tons of stuff. That I don't know where the fuck it came from, and nor do I want to know, quite frankly. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. It's all over the fucking place. I mean, if we want to, we might as well fucking talk about it now because we're already talking about it.
Okay.
Because Mike has a one track mind, and he saw boobs, and now he wants to fucking.
I did too.
Let me go to my fucking thing here that we had stuff sent.
I didn't mean to cause a commotion.
Yeah,
you know?
You did. Shut up, Mike.
You did well. It's okay.
We get sidetracked because it's tits. So hold on for a minute. But it's
well,
not
it's
just
more
tits.
Than tits so.
Well, there's a ton of shit. All right. So just so if you're living under a rock and you're not a wrestling fan, what happened was there was a hack of. Female wrestler, she's still technically under contract, with the WWE, Paige. Her phone supposedly was hacked. And that's one aspect of this story.
Right.
Because that's where it starts.
Hey.
That her stuff got hacked. So we have all, stuff has been released. The video, like sex, she had a three-way with, Xavier Woods and Brad Maddox, a guy that used to work for the company.
He was the one with the camera.
Yeah,
like, filming the.
Well, that's one of the videos.
Right.
There's a video.
He's over, by the way.
Yeah, there's a video of, that's out there of, Brad Maddox. I believe it's allegedly Brad Maddox. What up, Mike, by the way, in the Facebook live stream? And Brian, what's going on? There's video of him jerking off onto her feet. That's one video that's in there that I have. That's only 40.
That was me, by the way.
Yeah, that's only 47 seconds of a jerk off there. What do you got?
I got this one.
You have the, oh yeah, you're up already.
No, but I have this video.
What video? Just play it. Just tell me what it is. Just tell me what it is.
Just show it to you.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, that's.
Sir, in the bathroom again.
In the bathroom.
And I'm practicing again.
I'm practicing. Paige, she's shoving shit in her ass, folks.
Oh.
That's what this is. It's Paige sticking shit up her ass because.
That's just the start, though. Don't worry. I just wanted to make it a little bit big before I put it in.
Right, you've seen this one. This is the one you're talking about, right?
Well, I was eventually going to get to everything, but this is Paige sucking off somebody. We don't know who that is in the bathroom. Now, by the way, these are all out there. This is not us, the Ham Radio Show.
Not exclusive.
We're not affiliated with it. She's taking loads to the face. She obviously likes taking loads to the face because that was...
Apparently.
In every fucking time... She's either taking them on the feet or the face. There you go. All right.
And then there's
is there a lot more to this one? Give me a time track. How much more on this?
Oh, this goes on for like.
All right, stop it. I don't give a shit.
But wait, there's the one that a lot of people got offended by.
Which one? With the pee one?
No, where she had the
with
belt.
With the belt, right?
Oh, yeah. Well.
And now, anybody that's been in the wrestling business, Mike, you know this. Like. What do most guys do after they win the belt? They go home
they
and they have sex with the woman. And,
yeah, but they
know.
Don't all take fucking pictures of
no,
it and
videos.
No, they
don't do that.
There's all right. So for everyone, by the way, what Billy's kind of going working all the way around of the story, somebody dropped a load on the belt and her face.
Yeah.
So her belt, the NXT title, the women's title that she won, so that was during the time when she was NXT champion, took a load... A big greasy, thick, jizzy load on the NXT title. Now, during all of that time, which I believe is when the three-way happened, between Xavier Woods, Brad Maddox, and Paige. But to the point, it's not just her now. Now we have videos of we have stills supposedly of Alexa Bliss that everyone knows. Some people are saying they're fake. I don't believe that they are. I also have Alexa Bliss is the WWE female, the world heavyweight champion.
I got more, by the way. So if you want to ask me, I got one too. Probably you probably heard about this one too, though.
Well, hold on for a minute. I don't want to say I want anything over the air. Let's also point that out. The other parts are I have a Sasha Banks. I feel like I have baseball cards. There's the NXT title covered in the jizz. But now also other phones or other things, by the way, have been hacked.
My cloud. Get out of my cloud, you animals.
Well, we have there's pics that were sent. We have Maria Kanellis. We have
not her.
Allie from TNA. We have her naked. Allie from Cherry Bomb from CZW.
Oh, CZW, I know, not TNA.
Well, Impact Wrestling now. Shut up, Mark. There's Charlotte Flair, who, by the way, the other day I happened to see it at work. So it was weird that picture was sent to me in the morning before I saw her in the hallways.
Did you get it autographed?
Not really. There's a ton of Summer Rae stuff where it's everyone saying she's coming out and saying that's not me. Meanwhile, there's tons of that. What else do we got here? Milena there. What was her name from?
Marlena?
Not Terry. The other one that was married. Not married.
Milena.
Is it Milena? Milena. Milena. Milena.
Yep, from Eminem.
One they took all the pictures of all.
Yeah,
the
time. Naked there, and then of course all the and it ends with Victoria. That's where all my
Victoria.
So there's just so many naked chicks where it seems like I understand, and a lot of like the old school wrestlers like Sid and people that have worked have made comments already about this by saying. You know, we used to do this all the time. We just never were dumb enough to film it.
Right.
Or take pictures of it. That's why I was saying about when you were talking about the world title. No, hopefully there's only Polaroids somewhere.
Right.
Because it was back in the day of somebody dropping a load on the NWA title. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't give a shit about disrespecting the belt. That's neither here nor there. I don't care about that.
But everybody seemed to think that was something you had to do. Like, when I had the one title.
When Billy was world champion for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was 3 months. But
I love Billy. Billy and I go way back with all these guys. I went to a concert one time.
Enough about you two at the fucking gay bathhouse. Shut up.
Can I tell a quick little funny story about somebody? I won't drop names because I'm not a name dropper, but somebody.
Did you just ask and then start telling the story? You didn't even wait for me to say yes or no.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Fucking Muppet, tell the story now because you already started.
Anyway, thank you. I'm glad I got permission. Your show. Anyway, so this guy. This wrestler, who is an icon, by the way, he won the United States Championship for this independent company. Well, his manager, who is a sign guy, he got to take the belt home with him because, you know, he never had that, that prestigious. So, while in his possession, something might have happened with a woman and a belt. But, needless to say, there were no Polaroids, and there were no shots on the belt, by the way.
You never leave fucking evidence. That's the whole point.
Well, that's what they
made. Well, hey, I mean, and if that got out, you know what would have happened? Nothing, because nobody cares. It's an independent wrestling company.
That was the greatest story ever in the fucking history of never.
Can I name the person that you're not supposed to name?
Is it Billy?
No, it's not me.
No, it was the sign guy. It was the sign guy, actually. So I just name-dropped the sign guy.
All right.
The sign guy took the belt home, had a woman get in the belt, did stuff with the belt, I mean with the woman, and the belt was there.
Yay. All right. Well, either way, we'll figure out the dilemma later. neither here nor there. All right. I got to hang up on you, all right, because I got to get the fuck out of here and go to break.
But not another one.
No problem.
All right. Just everyone say goodbye to Mike the Muppet.
Goodbye, Mike.
Mike.
Okay. Bye, guys. By the way, it is Kermit the Muppet, Magic Mike the Muppet, whatever. I love being called the Muppet. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Fraggle Rock.
Gookie.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ.
Good right. news is no good news.
Yes.
No news is good news.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, Brad Williams. I just got to send an email, so I got to figure out what we're doing there. Helium Comedy Club over the weekend, March 23rd to the 25th. Uh-huh. For more information, see how I'm veering out of this?
Yeah.
Philadelphia.heliumcomedy.com. 215-496-9001. You can talk to them directly and see what you got. Get your tickets. It's damn well worth it. When we come back on the show here, we are the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio, so you know what? Bullshit happens when you're live.
That's
it's
for sure.
What happens.
That's right.
718-577-1389. We're going to handle this shit over here when we go to break right now. When we come back, Dennis Hoff and our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Mickey Lynn, right here, after these words!
This is Ham Radio.
Now, can you please tell me what a woman's body has to do with selling beer?
All right. Number one, if it wasn't for beer, there'd be at least three people who probably wouldn't even be married. And number two, since men buy beer, advertisers have to cater to what we want. And, hold on to your corncob pipe, we like pretty women. Ergo, pretty women sell good products, ugly women sell tennis rackets. Pretty women make us buy beer, ugly women make us drink beer.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Totally Tasteless Tuesdays. Why? Because we can.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, The Goom Era, right here on HamRadioShow.com. Brought to you by Ham247.tk. Only on HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you have problems in the bedroom? Is your marriage not working out for you? Then you need Dr. Deborah Leno. Dr. Deborah is bold, creative, she's a realist and a problem solver. Dr. Deborah gives you straight talk and straight answers about sex. She keeps it real by teaching practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody and at every age. Dr. Deborah Leno is a board-certified clinical sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker, and workshop leader. Her authenticity makes her a contributor to major news media outlets, including Cosmopolitan Radio, Playboy Radio, to global health news segments on CNN. She has also written for Cosmopolitan, Women's Day, Family Circle, and Men's Health, and more. Dr. Deborah Leno's practice is based in Delaware, where she is known as a Delaware sex doc. She has over 15 years of professional experience. Get the help you need and contact Dr. Deborah Leno by calling 302-476-9577, 302-476-9577, or visit yoursexdoc.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want to hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
Yeah.
Don't want to be.
Big pun.
I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
Wanna be a player now, ma? It's the Ham Radio Show. 718-577-1389. Let's see if we get Dennis Hop on the phone. Elevator to the top, ha. See you later, I'm gone. Penthouse suite, penthouse freaks, in-house beats. Wait on, Eddie.
What? That's a fitting song for Dennis.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for my savior, Dennis Hop.
Hey, what are you doing, brother?
Hey!
You know what? I got to get Nikki's at the Bunny Ranch. You got to call her there.
We got to call Nikki at the Bunny Ranch?
Nikki's at the Bunny Ranch. You got to call there to get her on. Can you set it up with both of us on, or do you want to do one at a time?
I guess we'll do one at a time right now.
Okay, well, give the Bunny Ranch a call.
All right.
888-BUNNY-RANCH.
888 Bunny Ranch, people. Let's make it happen.
Call me back, and we'll do something fun, okay?
All right, man.
Oh, all right.
What the hell is going on?
I got a funny feeling. He's
we are live. I think he's
fun.
In the middle of getting a palooper.
Oh, he was. he's not being a player.
He's my idol.
Oh, it's exciting. Always exciting when Dennis is on.
Oh, God. What a nice.
I gotta get the actual number now for the ranch.
1-800 got Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, that's not the number.
Sure.
Well, he said. Well, let me see if I can just put it in this
one. I'm only kidding.
You don't fucking. You don't kid around me. Just listen to Big Pun for a second.
I don't want to.
Bubbling and the start up. Yeah, guys, I love how like no one can do the show without me.
Like
no one's fucking talking.
I was just googling.
I was saying
no, yeah, but
great
no, we're on the yeah, but we're on the radio. You need to talk a little bit.
All the dudes.
Yeah, I know. I'm not fucking. I'm not yelling at you.
We'll be back to pick you up later.
I'm not blaming you, Danny. I'm blaming like fucking Billy who's sitting there like a bump in a log.
Oh yeah.
And the fucking 73-year-old that's not doing anything.
I'm doing a very important thing. I'm cruising the internet. I am.
It's better than cruising the truck stops.
That was later.
That's what he's working on. He's got to find a new truck stop.
Hey, big fella.
Hello.
You want to make $5?
Yeah.
We got a fucking.
You want a bite of my fudgicle?
Let's see.
Hi, it's Betty D. Dennis Hoff, author of The Art of the Pimp. You've reached the world famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch and the Studio Cat House series. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now.
I don't.
Otherwise, listen to the following options.
Okay.
Hello, this is Madame Suzette.
Hi, Madame Suzette.
Send for directions to the Bunny Ranch.
No.
Press 2 to make an appointment with one of our Bunny Babes.
No.
Press 3 for limo and sedan services.
No.
Press 4 for employment opportunities.
No!
Press 5
oh,
for
wait a minute.
Joe, shut up.
Press 6 to hear one of our bunny babes in action.
No!
Or press 0 to speak to one of our customer service reps.
Joe's going to talk when I'm trying to hear shit.
I didn't say nothing.
You said, oh, wait a minute.
Well, I want to.
Okay, this is my bunny ranch.
Hi, I'm looking for Mickey Lynn. This is the Ham Radio Show. Dennis said that we'd need to call the bunny ranch.
That's right.
Directly to, she's in, supposed to be doing an interview with us right now.
Hold on. One moment for me, baby.
No
Hold
problem,
on.
Baby.
She was very.
I just wanted an employment opportunity. Maybe there's something for me there.
Yeah, go call.
Hello, puppet.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. Is this Mickey?
This is Mickey. Do you have a cock for me?
I have a cock in my pants for you.
Oh, great. I can shut up then.
Oh, this is fucking beautiful. This
what?
Is nice.
Wait a minute.
Round of applause.
Yeah.
Mickey Lynn and her cocks.
Welcome to Hair Radio.
How are you, baby?
I am fucking horny.
Oh, me too.
I'll be right over.
Why the fuck are you in Nevada right now?
God
damn it.
Oh, God, that's right.
Because it's legal here.
Oh, that's true.
And it's warmer.
My shenanigans are legal right here.
Well, it's legal here, too. I can't pay you right now.
Where are you?
That's it. We're in Staten Island, New York.
I'm calling the copter. Where are you?
You're calling the bunny chopper. Go get the bunny copter.
If you're a man, put it in my hand, motherfucker.
Hello, man. Gonna make shit happen, man.
I like this girl.
Spank Bang Girl of the Week, Nikki Lynn, porn star extraordinaire, MILF extraordinaire.
Yes, sir.
One of the hottest chicks. If you go to
cock-sucking extraordinaire.
Cock-sucking extraordinaire. She's a pussy ninja, as I say all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You're damn right. She is a, first off, beautiful, hot, sexy MILF.
Yeah.
If you've seen any of her movies, you probably will be jerking off in the. I don't know if you've seen all her movies. You know, I don't think you've seen.
Might be jerking off. You might be crawled up in the fetal position, sucking your thumb, crying for mama.
Sounds good to me.
I usually wet my pants in a different way, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I can pee on your face.
We just saw Chuck Berry do that.
Yeah. Wow.
We just watched the Chuck Berry sex tape where he pisses in a girl's mouth.
Did she gargle it and hold it for 10 seconds?
Like a good girl, yes. And then he wiped her face. And
he did it well.
Well, now, he's pissed like a bitch.
And that was in the 80s.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Because now I think my MILF over here.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it today.
The Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Mickey Lynn.
Yes.
Who, by the way, the pictorial is up on hamradioshow.com of the beautiful, sexy, naked pictorial.
Great
of our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Mickey Lynn, is up already.
Yeah.
Spread Eagle, right now on a couch, which is a good picture that Danny just put up on the big screen.
Hello.
Quick question. Now, because what is it with piss? Do you like piss? Is piss a thing?
Yeah, it's fun. I'm like a college frat boy stuck in his really fucking hot body, and I can't get over it.
How do you get that, like... How do you set the mood? Does the guy like kind of just go, can I just piss in your face? Or?
No. I wait till he passes out and then I videotape me fucking peeing on him.
Oh, so you just pee on him.
Okay.
Is pee where we, is that the line? Is poop not happening? What's going on there?
There is nothing out of line with me.
Wow. So pee and poop, Danny.
She's into poop.
Pee and poop.
I'm not into poop.
Okay,
you're not into
poop. But I will poop on you.
She will poop on you. She'll take a steamy bean right on your fucking chest.
She is the pooper, not the poopy.
Yes.
Okay.
Anal can be uncomfortable sometimes. It happens. Yes.
Now, has that happened? Have you just automatically just shit on a guy, you know, because you got unplugged back there?
Well, one of my last films that I did with Hustler, the 3D one with me and Billy, I can't remember what his porn name was, but it was like I was like Annie Oakley and had my gun. It was a 3D porn movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had to like cut like 100 times so you keep wiping it off.
How fucking great would it have been in 3D if you left it in?
Well, the thing is like I forgot it was an anal scene, so I kept eating on the food tray thing, and yeah, there you go. It was messy.
What goes in has got to come out.
It's got to come
and
out.
And the camera guy afterwards told me it was the hottest scene he ever shot.
There you go.
Well, see, gentlemen, I just pictured. Because I've heard,
was he German?
Yeah, well, they like the poop films.
No, his name is Billy Glide, I believe. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's friggin' awesome. I'm just trying to, because I'm trying to picture, I've never...
You just don't want to do ATM when that situation
well,
that, is going
well,
on.
You never want to go ass to mouth because that's where the poop comes from. I get that.
Well, you can always go ass to mouth, but if it's a messy day, you just don't do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I only go ass to mouth when it's fresh out the shower.
Okay.
I like squeaky clean butthole if I'm going to do that. I don't think
you're vanilla. No problem.
Well, if that makes me vanilla, then I am vanilla. I am the. I put some chocolate syrup on me. Just make sure it's chocolate syrup and not poop.
Sure, we'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
Well, are you saying I'm not daring? Because I won't. I'll eat an ass like after a workout.
I'm calling you a little bit of a vagina.
I know you're calling me. She's
a little bit. She's calling you a big ass pussy.
She's calling me a big ass pussy because I won't. I won't eat a poop ridden asshole.
I will eat cream corn out of a bitch's ass if she's hot enough. Stop being a coward.
Wait. Oh, excuse me. You didn't say cream corn. If cream corn's a fucking option,
that's a big thing,
I will eat cream corn out of a bitch's asshole.
If she just had dinner, it might be an option.
That's fine.
Depends on the way you take her.
Yeah, if we get a can of cream corn and I can pour it in a nice asshole and eat it.
Well, who cares if it went in the asshole? It's coming out of the asshole. If it's cream corn, it's cream corn. Stop being a pussy.
Wait, so Mickey Lynn, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, is saying that if someone were to shit out cream corn from their butthole.
Depends on how hot she is.
Now, what's the scale? If you could throw out a name, whose ass are you eating out? Who are you eating the cream corn ass out?
Cecily. I would eat anything that comes out of her ass.
So just one. Is there anybody?
I don't give a fuck if it's collard greens. I'll eat anything coming out of her ass.
Nice. At least she's fucking truthful. I mean, she's gonna eat ass. She's gonna be choosy of whose ass she's gonna eat the fucking cream corn out of. But at least she knows.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. If she's hot enough, I'm gonna do any fucking thing that bitch wants me to do. Whatever she says. I'm in, coach. Put me in. I'm ready.
This bitch is a gamer.
I'm telling you.
She's going to... So far, we've had piss. We've had poop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to walk away.
Yeah. Well, no,
if the bitch is hot enough, I'm not ever going to walk away.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm a college frat boy stuck in this fucking ridiculous body. And if you dare me, I'm going to do it.
Chuck Berry would have loved you.
Yeah, Virgil.
If she's hot enough, I'm going to do whatever she says.
Now, is that only chicks or dudes included?
A couple of dudes, too, yeah. Yeah, Daddy D. I do whatever Daddy D says.
Yeah, but Daddy D is a different... He's a Cadillac over there. Of course you're going to go take a ride in that.
But exactly.
Exactly.
So you asked, I told.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if I was at the ranch and I dared you to eat my asshole...
Well, I need to see a picture of you, or I need to see how much you got in your wallet.
Ah, see. There it is. That's what it is.
You better have a big wallet, Edward.
Yeah, the asshole buffet will, there's a certain price.
You're either really, really hot, and we can negotiate, or you're not, and you better have a lot of money.
They say,
either way, I'm not going to walk away. If you dare me, I'm going to do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's, if I dare you, if I triple dog dare you, to do it, you're still going to do it.
Well, no. If you dare me,
yes.
With the right options, either you're hot enough,
okay.
Or you got enough money, I'm going to do it. But if you're just some broke-ass, busted, nasty person, yeah, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. I got to go.
All right, see, I'm not nasty, but I am a broke-ass. So I'm going to say that my asshole's probably not getting eaten out by Mickey Lynn.
Well,
if I were to vote.
I need to take a picture of you because everybody's definition of hot is different.
A lot of people say I look like Brad Pitt
yeah.
after a fucking vehicular accident.
Yeah,
if I was a gay man, I'd bite.
There you go.
Brad Pitt.
I look like Brad Pitt if he was in a car accident and had wicked shits.
No, it'd be more like 6 months of floating in the water.
I think you are the Pitt.
I look more like
now
Danny.
That's hot. Now I'm turned on. Now my pussy's wet.
Now she's fingering her.
Now I got to change my fucking panties.
There you go.
I love a train wreck.
I look more like Danny DeVito if he let himself go.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in. Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
See, I'm thinking that.
I like that sick shit.
I'm thinking that she's going to step up and play the game.
I'll play.
Is that
a dare?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Is that a physical fucking challenge?
Physical challenge. That's
that
right.
A physical fucking challenge?
That's right, Mark Summers. Step up.
Let's go.
I double dare you.
It's a new game.
All right. I'll put my tongue on the fucking pole in the winter.
I will.
Woo. This is one dangerous girl.
Our camera moved a little bit there.
I'm scared now.
Fuck me like you hate me or don't waste my time.
I think that's a Hallmark card today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go down to the Bunny Ranch. Anybody go to the Bunny Ranch. How long are you going to be there?
Forever.
There you go.
Good for you.
She ain't leaving.
She ain't leaving for shit.
So they can drag me out.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to do. She's our spank bank.
All-you-can-eat cock buffet. Like, I'm ever going to leave.
Yeah. No. Why would you leave?
That would be stupid.
If you're the gamer that you say you are, and if you have enough money, and if you're semi-good looking enough that she deems you fitting for some eating of the ass.
What if I get bored and there's nothing else to do?
There's nothing else to do. And
that's an option too.
And the cable's out. Here's what you're going to do. Bring a can of cream corn to the Bunny Ranch, and she might eat it out of your asshole.
I never try anything. I just do it. You want to try me?
I would fucking try you in a heartbeat. I have jerked off to you multiple times in multiple movies that I've watched because I have that whole.
Sure it was the tranny movies.
Not the tranny ones. I'm a big stepmother fan. I like the MILF kind. That's my deal. That's what I like. It's what I do.
Okay. Well, I can be a really, really sweet, nice, proper Southern Belle too, because I did take the etiquette classes. So, you know,
When she blows you, her pinky goes up.
Not bipolar. That would be schizophrenic, right? Where you're just like a whole bunch of different people. Yeah.
Well, one of your personalities is a Southern Belle. It's all right.
If
she dons that British accent again, I'll come before I even get in the damn room.
Yeah, she.
Hello, Governor. Pull your cock out right now. Let me suck on it.
That's it. Bring out your tallywhacker, Daniel.
There we go.
You must be the right old party.
Damn.
Yep. One of her other personalities, British.
Yeah.
So, see, I don't. Here's what we're gonna do. If we're gonna, we had a scheduling conflict. So while Mickey Lynn, by the way, porn star extraordinaire, yeah. Pussy ninja, yes, ass eater extraordinaire, and Bunny Ranch woman extraordinaire, as well as our Spank Bank girl of the week, is on the phone right now, live from the Bunny Ranch in Nevada. She is there now. Just to tell
and I'm eating pork rinds.
And she's eating pork rinds. She just got sexier, motherfuckers. She just got sexier.
Yeah.
So 7:30, if we want to do bread, we can
put the pork rind in my mouth.
This is the Ham Radio Show. I'll stick my pork rind wherever you tell me to. It's okay. We'll do it. So what I'm saying is, we keep Mickey on. Obviously, yeah, I can talk to Dennis later. I mean, we love Dennis. We can have Dennis on next week. But Mickey was what he went. I think Dennis is getting fucked right now.
He sounded awfully busy.
He sounded like he was busy. Yeah.
Dennis is busy with another puppet.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'll come clean it up later.
Right.
She'd lick it clean.
Okay.
Right. Just don't get in the shower, Daddy. I want to lick it clean.
Which, by the way, the last time I was there, I have to say, I was given the red carpet treatment. And I remember the story. We got showered. She put the cream all over me, the whole nine yards. Wow. Let me tell you.
So you got peed on.
I didn't get peed on. See, that's the thing. I don't know if
next time.
Got showers. They ain't nobody giving you a fucking shower unless you're getting peed on, honey.
No, she just washed. She was washing everything. She washed my balls.
She pissed all over you, and you loved it.
I don't know.
Stop lying.
I don't know. No, trust me. I didn't get peed. I would tell you if I got peed on.
How do they give you a shower if they're not peeing on you?
No, an actual shower. Took me into the shower.
So you got in and took yourself a shower, or she gave you a shower?
No, she gave me a shower.
Can't give you a shower unless I'm peeing on you.
Oh, well.
You got to get peed on it.
I got to get peed on by Mickey.
I could put a water hose out of my ass and call it a shower.
Oh, the enema treatment.
Yes, I would. See, I would. Now that I would pay money on.
I'll bet you.
We'll call Dennis back later.
I got a whole bunch of cream corn for you, baby. You want to
We have to stay on the phone. We have to stay on the phone with Mickey Lynn right now.
Yeah. Oh, the cob will come.
Because Mickey's inserting pipes in her ass and shitting on people.
Yeah.
And that's like one of
I'm giving you a shower with cream corn out of my butt.
That's fine.
Stop being vulgar. Gross.
Stop being vulgar.
It's cream corn.
God damn it. I'm trying to figure out because I don't
we
know.
We play by my rules or we don't play.
See, the thing is that Mickey Lynn is so fucking hot. I don't know if it would stop me if she started peeing on me. I think I'd still go.
I would totally pee on you.
That's what I'm
saying.
Like,
even if you were in the shower, I would just come in the shower and just start peeing on your leg while we're in the shower.
That's,
just for the laughs.
If we're in
the shits and giggles of it, I'd have to do it.
If we're in the shower, I don't mind you peeing on me. That's fine.
Yeah, but what about when I get you drunk enough to pass out, and then I pee on your face and then show all the fucking video to your friends? And your mom.
I probably won't be that bad. She doesn't know me. I probably, yeah. Even though she called
me vanilla.
You don't
have to talk about.
Yeah.
Me and your grandma would laugh about it over Christmas dinner, all that shit. That'd be great. Yeah.
If I still had a grandma, if you could go dig the bitch up and make her laugh.
If you well, then go for your sister.
That's fine. I don't give a shit.
Ooh, your sister would expect.
Speaking of.
Why would I, wait, here's the thing. Why, if,
kitty,
I,
kitty, 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 kitty.
If I'm the one lying down in the bed and she's peeing on me, where would I give a fuck if my, even if my mother watched it, I'd be like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know, some bitch peed on my face. I was sleeping.
Violated, mama, please.
I was sleeping, Your Honor. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
You would eat the damn cream corn after it came out of
her. But that's what I'm saying. Mickey Lynn's so fucking hot that I think, honestly, I don't think it would stop me.
Why not? I mean, it's all for shenanigans. It's all fun and games, yeah. Man. It's ridiculousness with a capital B-I-C-K.
That is one of those things, like you have that story for the rest of your life. I got peed on by a fucking MILF porn star.
If you pass out and I pee on your face, I need an extra tip. I did you a favor.
See?
She yeah. made you
are
famous.
You gonna Are you gonna be there for this go around for Dennis's birthday? You think you'll be around there September, October ish?
Well, unless they get a restraining order and move me out, I'm not leaving this cop.
She's taking up residence. Yeah.
She's already fucking threatening to pee on people, so I'm thinking it might be happening. It might be a restraining order.
I don't think Dennis could get her out.
No, I'm not peeing on people. The customers come in. I'm very nice. I'm very polite. I'm having fun with you guys because it's a fun radio show. But I'm I'm not that vulgar. I'm whatever you want me to be.
Who the hell said anything about customers? Customers you treat differently. I'm not saying that's white glove treatment.
Are you talking about my day off?
I'm saying on your day off.
My day off?
That's my day. If I want to piss on somebody, I'm going to piss on somebody.
I'm peeing on everybody. I'm standing on top of the roof praying to the baby just born on the 4th of July, Grandpa. I'll jump over this table like a spider monkey and whoop your ass. I'm going to hop up on Mountain Dew.
I love this girl.
God,
Mountain Dew, you're in trouble.
Right now, I love Mickey Lynn.
Absolutely.
Then come see me and prove it. Destroy your mind.
I honestly think I'm going to let you piss on my face. Danny,
right.
You're going to probably be the one that's coming with me anyway to the Bunny Ranch.
Listen. I was in Havasu one time before I ever started doing porn, and I saw this girl that was beautiful. Her name was Mishka. She was a porn star, and I jumped on that boat, and I realized I was on a porn star boat. I had 5 girls bent over playing the pussy flute in Lake Havasu. It was all over YouTube until they fucking tore it down. I will have all of you guys lined up, and I will play the pussy flute all over your face. All of you.
I don't doubt that you won't do it.
I got enough roof and all to make it happen.
I don't fit on planes anymore.
Yeah, I think that she would do it. That's the thing. I don't think this bitch is at all. She's not all talk.
I got the roof and all. You guys come here, have a drink, and I'm playing the pissy flute on your face.
That's okay, Mr. Cosby. You don't have to fucking drug me. I'll let you do it.
You do it at Wide Awake? What about shenanigans over there? They seem a little scared. They're not chiming in.
I don't know if Danny, would you let...
I need like 5 guys to do this, the pissy flute.
The pissy flute. Danny, pissy
flute.
Yeah, the pissy flute. Well, it comes from your pussy, so either way, we're still right.
No, the pussy flute is when I've been a bunch of girls over, and I go up and down the pussies and play the pussy flute.
What's weird is that she can get an E sharp out of them.
I'm telling you, boy.
But hey, Danny, would you let me, because we got to let Mickey Lynn go, would you let Mickey Lynn piss in your face?
Oh, hell yeah, especially if she puts on that British accent again. She could do probably whatever the fuck she wants.
Hello, governor. I'd like to pee in your face now.
I'd like to take a tinkle on your face. She has to be a little bit more cockney.
Yeah,
if she gets a little cockney in her accent while she's I'll take a piss on your face.
I can just pull my tits out. Will that make up for it?
That would probably help.
Probably
pull the titties out, and then who cares about what the fuck accent sounds like?
Billy, Mickey Lynn pisses in your face. Yay or nay?
No, I'm not going.
Ah, Billy says no.
Ah, boo, you whore. Oh, wait, that's my job.
You're the whore. Joe, for Joe's birthday, 73 years old.
That's right, I'm an old fuck.
Would you piss in the old fuck's face? And Joe, yay or nay?
Hey, I've been there already.
Hey!
Come again.
Jones got pissed on. Ah, beautiful. Mickey Lynn, promote something. Besides thebunnyranch.com, where you can set up an appointment with the beautiful Mickey Lynn, or just show up at thebunnyranch.com, at the Bunny Ranch directly in Nevada. Is there any other things? Like, you have any movies coming out or anything else, baby?
Nope. I'm just here playing the hooker heels.
There you go. So if you want to go down to the Bunny Ranch...
I only play at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, there you go.
She does a command performance, sure. I'll tell you what.
Exclusive.
And the Bunny first Ranch. Three rows.
Well, not with your crew. They're too scared.
Well, it's only me and Danny so far. Yeah. Eric, but Joe said he'd take one to the face. Billy.
No. They both said nay. They're scared.
No, Billy. Billy is the only one that's a pussy.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God.
You have
your period. You want me to call you a wimp?
I'm not allowed on planes anymore. I don't know.
I tell you.
He's on the no-fly list. Ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Lynn, porn star extraordinaire, and our Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
And now you know why.
Mickey, do
Thank you very much. I love you guys.
Love you, too. Do me a favor. Tell Dennis we'll call him later. Yeah. Because he can come on next week. He's always welcome. He already knows that.
You can Daddy, you don't you dare take a shower to lick that cock.
Go lick his cock and come back later.
You're great.
Outstanding.
Yeah, she's fucked up, man, just like us.
Oh, totally. Danny already came twice.
Oh, man, I love the British accent.
And by the way, the pictorial is up, hamradioshow.com. Here's the thing. So Brad Williams supposedly calling in at 7:30. Let's go to break now. We'll get out of this, do whatever the fuck we have to do. Even if I don't do the live read, don't worry about it. I'll say like this portion of the show brought to you by online salon. On demand salon. Whatever. We'll figure it out later. 718-577-1389.
DuckTales.
Yes. Woohoo. We'll be right back after these words and some cream corn, bitch. Come on.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Want more of the Ham Radio Show? Then check out Wayback Wednesdays, where we bring you the best of the Ham Radio Show, The Goom Era, right here on HamRadioShow.com. Brought to you by Ham247.tk. Only on HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP. making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage, or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Yeah, this is the portion of the show where I normally do a live read. I won't do one now because I don't think we're going to have enough time. So this portion of the show brought to you by OnDemandSalon.com. That's right, OnDemandSalon.com. Check them out. Go to OnDemandSalon.com and relax. Calm yourself. It's what you do. They'll come to you. Don't worry about it. So pretend like this was a live read. And guess what? OnDemandSalon.com. It is the Ham Radio Show. We are live. 718-577-1389. Facebook Live still pumping it out, baby.
Yes, sir.
Ralph in there. A lot of people in there watching the video. And then they watch. They leave a comment. They bounce. They go. It's back and forth. It's like a giant revolving door. It's what happens. UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. Everyone's listening to the program, though, so that's good. That is a plus size fucking awesomeness right there. We're waiting on Brad Williams, who is supposed to call the show now at 7:30. So we're waiting on him. We'll see what happens if that actually works. By the way, Brad Williams, like I said, they'll play in Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia Thursday, March 23rd to Saturday, March 25th. The 7:30 show on Saturday, by the way, is already sold out. Let's see if this is Brad Williams. Brad, are you there?
That would be me. Hello, sir.
Hey!
Welcome to Ham Radio.
We finally got Brad Williams on the fucking phone. Yeah.
And there he is.
Very excited. We were just telling everybody how amazing your shit is. And we were telling everybody that already the Saturday show, the 7:30 show at Helium, is already sold out.
So. Yeah, both the Saturday shows are sold out.
Oh,
so
look at that.
The only thing that's available is Thursday and Friday.
So get your ass onto the goddamn website and buy some tickets.
That's right.
Or go right down to Helium directly and get your stuff done so you can go see Brad because he's going to sell out, motherfuckers. That's what happens. 215-496-9001. Helium in Philadelphia. You need to see him. The thing about Brad is I fell in love with Brad the first special I saw you on, besides seeing you on Mind of Mencia, the first special I saw you on was Fun Size.
That's correct. Yeah.
Was that your first special?
That was the first ever special. That was when I popped my cherry, and that was when people can realize that if you laugh at a midget while he's doing stand-up, then it's okay.
All right. See, that's the rule, people. That's the fucking rule.
There you go.
Yeah.
Only when he's doing stand-up. When he's not doing stand-up, it's fucking mean.
If I'm just on, or if you catch me in a bakery and I'm actually buying a cookie, Then that's just too fucking funny. Like you can't ignore that. You can't just pretend like I'm not buying a cookie. It's fine.
Has any dick ever just pointed at you when you bought a cookie and said, "Hey, fucking Keebler"?
Oh, of course. Like I can't even get mad at that because yes, that has absolutely happened. See, that's the thing is whatever you are, like you have to remember what your stereotypes are. And you can't get mad when people laugh at you. Like if I'm, that's why when we had St. Patrick's Day last week, that's the most dangerous day of the year to be a dwarf. I did not go outside.
Makes sense.
It totally fucking is true. I didn't even think of it. That's probably the worst day to be below the fucking 3 foot line.
Oh, I mean that is our version of the purge.
Do you?
That is 24 hours where I lock myself in a panic room and do not leave. So, yeah, it's, that, that day, St. Patrick's Day, and then the entire month of December. That pretty much sucks.
Yeah, you're gonna get fucking. I can see that. He's gonna get racially profiled as an elf. That's not fucked
exactly.
That's fucked up. By the way, we're talking to Brad Williams, who's going to be playing Helium Comedy Club from the 23rd to the 25th. But the two Saturday shows sold out, so you need to get off your ass and get down there and get the tickets. We were talking about this before. I was trying to explain to everybody. There are some people who don't know who you are, and I think that that's stupid. You should know who Brad Williams is. Because
oh, that's okay. I'm not that famous yet. There's still... In terms of the dwarf hierarchy, I'm still chasing Dinklage.
Dinklage, because Dinklage is king of the king of the dwarves, king of the midgets.
Are you kidding? He's famous.
Wee Man used to be up there, but you've surpassed Wee Man, which is good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I've done that, and Wee Man's a friend of mine, so because of course we all know each other.
Yeah.
I think right now I've sort of passed him up, but. Yeah, I still got a long way to go before I catch Dinklage. So, hell, he's a damn Golden Globe winner. I got to win a really? Grammy or maybe even a porn Oscar.
There you go. Fucking you should definitely be the Dinklage of the AVNs.
Yeah.
my parents would be so proud. That'd be great.
Well, that's the thing. We were discussing the thing about Brad. I was telling Joe before that when you watch Brad perform... You fucking forget that he's a midget dwarf little person with all whatever fucking PC term anybody wants to use right now. You forget all about it because he's telling stories about having like the devil's three way, which by the way is the thing that always sticks in my head. It's weird that that's the thing I remember about Brad, the devil's three way, which is two dudes and a chick.
Yeah, it's funny what people latch on to where. And you're not the only one, trust me, to where I've, like, for that special, that was an hour of comedy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just come up to me and go, so, some guy rubbed his dick across your forehead, right? and that's just kind of what I got known for after that, which is strange because then sometimes I'll have guys that don't have a woman with them that are kind of like, hey, do you want to try that out again? No. I'm good. I did that once. That's fine. Not judging you if you like it, but not for me. Not my cup of tea.
I've reached my dick quota. I'm good, thanks.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
At one.
Yeah.
But yeah,
one.
Well, I gotta know something first because I'm a California kid coming to Philly. Where do I go? Do I go Pat's, Geno's, Jim's? Where do I go?
Ah, see, that's the
basically aim for Geno's, but if you don't like it, cross the street. Try it across
the street so you can't fuck this up.
And
okay.
If all else fails, there's always a McDonald's somewhere.
How dare you, sir?
I will not put
that filth in my mouth. Yeah, it's funny. Geno actually is a friend of mine, and he came to the shows the last time I was in Philly.
Nice.
And he showed me around the place and actually let me cook a cheesesteak. And the customer that got that cheesesteak, very few people know this, but because he ate a cheesesteak from a midget, he actually got three wishes.
Aww.
Not a lot of people know about that.
That's a gift.
It's just like hidden gem that if you get a cheesesteak cooked by a midget, you get three wishes. So I'll probably be at Geno's again while I'm there in Philly. So by all means, please come by.
Yeah.
Get your magic fucking cheesesteaks from the magic elf known as Brad Williams, the cheesesteak making elf at Geno's. But I think though it's a testament though to Brad where you don't. When you watch it, yes, and he does talk about the elephant in the room, which is it's a baby elephant, but it's an elephant in the room that you address it, but you don't harp on it.
Obviously, I have to make jokes about my dwarfism because if I don't, the entire audience just kind of stares at me like, does he know? So I will address it, but then we'll move on to other topics, and we'll talk about other things, and we'll talk race, we'll talk relationships, we'll talk about my violent anger towards therapy dogs. We'll talk about all those things in the shows this weekend.
Okay, wait, two things. Now go into the violent thing about the fucking therapy dogs, because that's great.
Yes. Oh, I can't stand them, because it's basically a bunch of people taking their dog on a plane and they're faking that they're disabled. Because the vast majority of people don't need the therapy dogs. Obviously, I'm not talking about the ones that do legitimately need them. I'm just talking about the people that fake it. And if they want to be disabled so bad, I can meet them with a crowbar outside of my show to see if I can honor a person out of them.
I will cripple a motherfucker and make sure that you have a reason to get on the fucking plane with your schnauzer.
And
sure
we know somebody that could piss on them afterwards.
Yes!
Take pictures. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wait, that's a good question to ask. Now, because he's so small, has a chick ever peed on you? Because I got to imagine to a dwarf or little person, that's got to be like drowning.
I have not experienced the R. Kelly yet.
There you go. Okay. I would like an R. Kelly, please. Mickey Lynn, who was just on the show before, we had to swap times to make sure that we could fit Brad Williams in. And it damn sure, because I one of my favorite comics, so it's great that you're on the show. But I do have to ask you're welcome, man. I have to ask one of my favorite comics, would you get, because she's throwing it out there like it's nothing. She's saying that she'd pee on everyone. She'd eat out our assholes, she was saying. It didn't matter.
For a price.
Yeah. Well, she is a hooker at the Bunny Ranch, so it's not true. Like...
A good dare and a price.
Yeah, she is the employee of the month for a fucking reason.
There you go.
Would you do that? Is that, like, part of your... Like, when you're having, you know, sex, and the hot chick turns to you and goes, I'm thinking about peeing on you.
Here's the deal. Yeah. There is a direct proportion of how hot the woman is to what you are willing to try.
There you go.
If this is last call at the bar, and I'm just looking to get myself some strange, probably not. but if I meet Kate Upton, game on.
There you go.
Whatever you want, my dear.
So there
absolutely.
That is proof fucking positive.
Yeah, that's honesty.
That looks are the only thing that matters.
Oh, yes.
Because he's willing to take a fucking shit log on his chest, have it washed off by Kate Upton's piss, because it's Kate Upton. Because it's Kate Upton. If it was like Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, he's not doing it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not happening.
Well, yeah, and the thing about that is, ladies, if you're ever wondering, like, where you are on the scale, like, because, you know, a lot of guys will lie to you just to sleep with you.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're ever wondering where you are, just ask a middle to good-looking guy if you can pee on them. If they say yes, then... Wow, you're having a good day.
That's the gauge, yeah.
Yeah, but if they look at you like, hell no, bitch, you crazy, then, okay, all right, maybe hit the gym for a sit-up.
You might need to do some crunches, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, just saying that. It's just a nice, honest gauge of where you are. And I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm just trying to say that guys can do the same thing, because we could do the same thing with women, where we could ask them if we could pee on them, and I'm pretty sure it will go both ways. You know, if I ask a woman to pee on her, probably not. If Channing Tatum does it, well then. let the freak flag fly.
Yeah, but see, wait, to your defense, though, then you have to go get a ladder. It's a whole fucking thing if you're going to pee on somebody.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? She might be turning you down for a different reason, Brad. Because you're definitely you're good looking enough to piss on somebody, Brad. I will say that about Brad Williams. He's good looking enough to piss on somebody.
Can that be the tagline of my next comedy?
Yes.
He's good looking enough to piss on somebody?
Yes.
That's cool, yeah.
Brad Williams' new fucking special, Piss Worthy, will be hopefully on Showtime.
Yeah.
I'll record it this week at Helium. And I do want people to know, speaking of new specials, that if you've seen both my specials before and you're debating on seeing me this weekend because you're like, oh, it's just going to be the same material. It's not. It is a brand new hour, so you're not going to see the same stuff that you saw on one of my Showtime specials.
There you go.
All brand new.
Here's what you do. You're going to binge watch Brad Williams. You're going to go to Showtime On Demand, because no matter what, you have cable, Vio, satellite, doesn't fucking matter. If you have Showtime, you go On Demand, you binge watch Brad. You get a little of the fun size. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit of the daddy issues. And then you go to Helium and you see him perform live and you get the full Brad experience.
Wow. Full Brad experience. That usually costs a lot of money at the Bunny Ranch.
Yes.
Now,
there you go.
Yes, it does.
You can get it.
And the first three rows will get wet either way. You'll find
it's
out
like a Gallagher concert.
Yeah.
They're going to be passing out tarps in the splash zone.
They're going to be like, is he smashing watermelons? No, he's about to piss on the first three rows.
Okay.
But only if you're piss worthy. Just so you know. If he doesn't pee on you, don't take it fucking hard. There's always a fucking later show. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It might be too early for you. And you might not. You just might not be fucking piss worthy. Brad Williams, the one and only, going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. He's also going to be at Geno's Steak. So, by the way, I don't know when the hell that's happening. But he's going to be there the 23rd through the 25th. The Saturday shows, just a reminder, sold out already.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get tickets to the Saturday shows. But Thursday, Friday, still available. Get them now before they sell out. Hit them up, 215-496-9001, and you can get to Helium's box office, talk about it, set it up, use the credit card, bum, bum, bum. That's how you get your little Brad Williams. Your little Brad Williams. That sounds so mean, but I wasn't even meaning it that way. You get your Brad Williams. Hey, he's gonna hang up and be like, this dick fucking called me little.
What happened?
This cocksucker.
If I freaked out every time someone called me little, I would never leave my house.
Okay? Nah.
So it's absolutely fine. It's an accurate description.
Yes, you are. No, I mean, I just imagine what I always say when someone talks about like midgets or dwarfs, I say their dicks are so big that they couldn't grow. That's the thing. It held him down. He never went up. It just stayed to where he was.
It totally weighed me down.
Totally weighed him down.
It's science.
He's got a giant cock. What does he care? He's fucking. Now, but have you, by the way, because we were discussing this too before I get you off the phone for a second. We were discussing because I've had sex with a midget. I proudly say that I've had sex.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I take that from Brad Williams.
That should be in the top line of your obituary when you die.
It should be.
Absolutely.
It should be. Radio guy, had sex with a midget, proud husband, and had a hooker on the side. I imagine that Brad, because he's so fucking entertaining, he's a good looking dude, he has the swagger, he gets regular sized broods, I would imagine. Do you ever bang fucking little women, and not the book?
Hell yeah! I have laid waste to some dwarf women. It's because before I was about 25, that's all I did was have sex with dwarf women, and then at about 25 is when I started making money doing stand up.
And that's when I got my first tall broad.
Yeah. So it was fantastic. And sex with dwarf women is wonderful. I don't want to knock it.
No.
I would still do it. And I think dwarf women are beautiful. And the main thing is, guys, sometimes your women have gotten into a fight with you, and you have to kind of, like, hold back because you want to do the force thing, and obviously you can't. You cannot hit a woman. I would never do that, and never say you should. But if you get into an argument with a dwarf woman, you just hop onto a counter like she's a mouse. And you're good.
Yeah, piss her off even more. What are you going to jump up and kick me in the ankle?
Come on, breathe.
Yeah.
I think a dwarf would be a great fucking, like, if you're going to cheat on your wife, that would be the best one because you can hide her easily.
Oh, sure. You
burn
can just throw under
drawer.
The cabinet under the sink.
Throw a lampshade on a hoodie. I bought a new lamp.
Why is the lamp glistening? It's happy to see you. Now shut up and get over here and blow me. Brad Williams, like I said before, Helium Comedy Club over the weekend. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Remember, Saturday already sold out. Check him out at Helium. Brad, I cannot wait till you're in another special. I can't wait to see you live. You're an outstanding comic. Honest to God, I'm actually honored that you're on my show. I have been a fan for a while. This is a big deal to me. I'm glad that you're on the show, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you for promoting my shows, and I hope to see some of your listeners out there. And when you come out to the shows, tell me that you heard me on this show.
Yeah.
And that way, when you do that, I'm sure the club will send more comics your way and have more comics call you. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, have your listeners tell me that they heard me on this show, and it'll help everybody out.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. One hell of a guy.
Nice guy. Nice guy. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you fucking need. Nice guy.
Absolutely.
I have no clue what the hell Danny's doing on the big screen in front of me.
I don't know.
He's fixing shit live on the air while
we're flying without a net here.
Highly fucking distracting today, by the way.
Today's show. We're working with new equipment.
We got new equipment. I got things flashing on the big screen in front of me. He still left it up. I don't know where he's going now.
He's got to check to
see.
Is he checking
the audio?
What he did to make sure what's supposed to go through is what's going through.
Right.
We had a lot of stuff on today's show.
Yes.
I feel bad that we didn't. We have to get. I'll write Dennis later.
Okay.
All right.
Just because Dennis wasn't on, you know, today. Dennis wasn't on today. He was on for a brief second. I still think he was getting late.
I think so.
I still think he was getting late.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, with this new shorter show that we have, there's a lot of things that we just
we
have to
cram together.
Well,
like the answer here on whatever this show is.
It's called Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you not know it's Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune.
It's the only show with a wheel.
Oh. I haven't watched this show since the bitch actually had to go and turn the letter.
Oh, yeah, I used to watch it. Yeah, that's
when it was on during the date.
When she had a real job.
Yeah.
I still, to this day, have no clue what the fuck Vanna White actually does.
Well, she's there for fluff. You know, she's a fluffer.
Yes, but what does she do? She gets paid so much money.
She
fucks Pat.
No, well, she has to touch the screen.
I think she taps him on the head.
I don't know. Did you read the article on them one time? What they do is they do all the a week show in one day.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and they have a little break between each show, and they have a drink between each show. So by the Friday show, they usually slosh the two of them.
I could see that.
Yeah.
But
I've noticed that because I watch the show all the time.
How drunk do you think? Did she ever pee in Pat J.J.'s face?
Well, I don't think
maybe
they did that
peed
far.
Drink.
But they have like a little martini or something like that to loosen them up, and by Friday show they're like, how you doing? And you notice with Sajak more than anything else.
She's getting a little fucking long in the tooth though.
Well, she's in her 50s.
Like
now.
She's not a good looking 50.
No, but she's not bad. I'd do her.
Well, Bob Barker would do it. Don't worry about it.
Bob Barker has done her properly. God damn it. He's peed in her face. Okay?
I like older women. I mean, you know, well, I'm an older guy. You know, I'm an older guy.
Dude, Mickey Lynn is definitely not young per se. She plays a MILF in all these movies. I wouldn't say she's young.
How old would you say she is?
I'm not saying I don't think she's in her, look. It was probably the wrong person to bring up because I don't think she's in her 40s even.
Yeah, she's not that old.
But I don't think that she might be in her 40s and hiding it very well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, on the scale of porn star age-wise, it's a little different. Yeah,
when you're over 12, they get a little different.
Yeah. And they also fucking remember, we've discussed this numerous times on this very show. When you're over like 20, you're a MILF.
You're a MILF already.
Now,
you
can't play fucking. You're 21, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're now the stepmom.
Yeah.
Fuck off. And that's usually what happens, so.
That's true. Yeah.
How does, by the way, Danny, since you're still fixing shit in front of me, how does the audio sound on the video?
Oh, the video.
I hear me in the other room.
Yeah, you're on the webcam thing that's working,
yes.
Mike, you're not over-modulating anymore. I fixed that a while ago.
All right, so that we do sound nice for the people.
Yes.
So hopefully what you're saying by next week,
I will figure
on
out.
On this program. Hold on. On this program. Because I'm explaining it to the people.
Okay.
On this program. That way they will be able to hear the show in its entirety.
Yeah.
On the Facebook Live.
I am working on that.
So when
hopefully.
We do a Facebook Live, since we've been on Facebook now for an hour 54 on Facebook Live, they will get a solid ham radio show.
Hopefully, that is the
a
plan.
Big,
that's the plan.
Clumpy, solid.
A big, solid, goopy load on the title belt.
We're trying.
Version
we're
of the
trying.
Ham radio show.
Yeah, that's it.
We're not trying.
Well, we did a lot. I mean, look, we did a lot of shit today. We did. We watched the Chuck Berry sex tape. We talked to Dennis. I think he was fucking, which normally he would have just stayed on the phone. But he sounded like he was indisposed at the moment.
He was.
We learned a lot from Mickey Lynn, who pees and eats people's assholes. Yeah. We learned that.
She was great.
She was great.
She really goes with the flow.
There wasn't
man.
Even a need to play fucking Masturbate Theater.
Yeah.
She started talking about eating cream corn out of somebody's asshole. So how do you not, like, how do you follow that with, oh, can you fake an orgasm? It doesn't fucking work at that point. Or can you masturbate for us? It's not gonna,
Well, you know, she was tongue in cheek. We were kidding around a lot.
Yeah, but she wanted to put the wrong tongue in the wrong cheek.
Well, you know, she was going with the flow, man. She's a great chick for the show.
She was fine.
She's our kind of person.
And then we finally got through to the wrangler for Brad, and we got Brad Williams on, and I'm happy that Brad Williams was.
What
on.
Was there, a time mix-up, Edward?
No, what happened was she didn't get the wrangler, who shall remain nameless,
okay,
on this very program. Supposedly did not get my email. I sent an email this
Chuck
morning.
Chuck Connor.
What?
Wrangler. No.
I sent an email this morning.
He just got that.
I know. I sent an email this morning at like 2:50 something in the morning when I was on my way to Voldemort Radio there.
Voldemort.
I literally sent it. Like that person said, yes, he can. And I said, okay, that's great. Here's the number. Here's the time. And I said, I'm confirming him for that time. I did all my parts, but supposedly she didn't get the email. And then when I said something to her, she said, this is the first email I'm getting from you. So it became a clusterfuck, but he found the time.
Yeah.
And we reworked it and everything's hunky dory.
And
Brad, oh, there goes the camera. And Brad Williams.
Well, don't go.
I can't see what's going on the camera.
And stop smacking things.
We gotta fucking glue it down or something.
No.
There he goes.
No glue.
There he goes.
No glue.
Doesn't matter.
Allowed.
It's the last fucking 3 minutes of the show.
It
or
is
not even 2 minutes of the show, wherever
maybe.
It is now.
Maybe not.
Well, I can't see the camera anyway
because
Danny has 9
because
million
I'm waiting
things he's fixing in front of
for
me.
For something to happen to try something. I'm okay. Waiting until we officially
but
go
why
there.
Can't you right. Do, why can't you move it out of the way?
Because when
so I can see my fucking camera and see what's going on. Now I just see the line in fucking perspective fucking
that's
thing.
What we
it's
need.
It's going to stay there. I need that.
All right, but you could put it behind the other thing.
No, because I need it when something happens on the show.
Right.
What do you mean when something happens?
Don't worry about it.
I worry now. Now
you know,
I worry.
Just keep
now
talking
I worry.
For another minute. And
I am talking
seconds.
For another minute. If you haven't caught on yet, this was a fucking, we were having a little fucking bit, but you ruined
ignore
it.
Ignore what's behind
I
the
I can't reward. It's now in my face.
Oh, don't pay attention to the man behind
it's
the
it's in my face.
Now
don't
it's
turn
off.
It. Now I can't see. Now it's up there in my face.
It's not up there.
What the fuck? It's on
there.
The big screen.
Why?
Now it's not in there.
I see me. Look, this is my hand. I see my hand. And
yeah,
then I see
yeah, yeah.
The
and
things I, that he put in front of the thing are in front of my face.
All right, yeah.
I can't see what I'm doing.
You see Muffy and Tuffy.
My
and
fucking
and
my head of
Guffy.
Fucking visual fucking production or whatever the fuck we called him.
We are working this out, folks.
We will figure it out by next week.
By the way, when Billy pushes the button, unpot that thing for me.
Unpot right. What thing?
Unmute that computer.
Unmute this one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you told me to wait. Why didn't you just wait till the fucking end of the show then say unmute it? How about that?
I'm just telling you.
Now you're telling me now. You're in a
we
rush.
We want to be prepared.
I'm the one. I'm the one that has to be up at 2:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
You can go home.
Cry me
masturbate.
Cry me a river.
I'm going to cry. It might not be. It might be fucking just fucking Mickey. She might have pissed in my face. It might not be tears. I don't know what it is.
You want the cream corn.
I think you'll be thinking that all the afternoon.
I can't kiss you right now, baby, because your face smells like piss.
Right. There you go.
That was today's line of the day.
Happiness.
From the beautiful Chuck Berry who passed away. Chuck Berry.
Jesus Christ, he tried to break my nose.
You saw that? He punched you. This show is getting violent.
He tried to punch me this
right.
What's going on here?
All right, the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're getting the fuck out of here.
That's right.
Before Danny hits everybody, he's going nuts. Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, piss in its face first, because it's fucking nice. We'll see you next week. AMF, my friends. Adios, motherfucker!
Free goddamn canned corn.
Shut up, Billy!
No.
God damn it.
What?
Just hit the button.
I did.
Bye.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.